This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, it's Tuesday morning here at Kiss FM, also known as part two night of the Bachelorette finale. That's how we're looking at the calendar, right?
100%.
So, hi guys, good morning.
Good morning.
I have nothing to tell you, so it's going to be a long show, but I've got nothing to report, nothing to tell you, nothing really to share right now.
Did you sleep okay?
No.
No.
So yeah, I didn't, and also I had garlic last night for dinner, and I love it. I love garlic. I put garlic cloves in the oven, and I roast them as my side dish when I have dinner. Like, all the time.
It's aggressive, but yeah.
Okay. It's fantastic. The problem is, it's really sticking with me this morning. Really sticking with me.
I can imagine so.
And so, you know, when you have that that great flavor, like cumin is another thing that sticks with me. You ever have cumin?
You know, I don't cook much with
cumin.
You
use cumin?
It's a little spicy, isn't it?
That's how you say it. I always thought it was cumin.
Oh, cumin. No. It's cumin.
I'm like the girl that says, like, acai bowl.
I think both are acceptable, acai bowl and
no,
cumin.
No, they're not.
No, I as a kid, I said cumin, but then I hear chefs say cumin.
Cumin.
And I, of course, you know, I'm a poser when it comes to chefing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, chef.
And I have imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So cumin and garlic and onions, I love all of it. But they carry overnight sometimes.
So now you're like...
the garlic onion makes you thirsty, doesn't it?
Totally.
Did you get up to pee a lot last
Twice.
Week?
Twice. That's
Man,
a lot.
Twice.
It's such a buzzkill.
What?
Yeah. I can't figure
a
out
terrible
if
night's
my
sleep.
Bladder is tiny... If I overhydrate, or if this is what happens.
I have tried everything to help my boyfriend with this issue, and I threw my hands up. I can't think of anything else.
Does he get equally as frustrated?
Yeah.
Does it wake you up?
No, because I sleep like a rock, but I feel bad for him, because if I ever have to wake up to pee, I get like, I feel like it ruins my sleep.
Well, I do have my eyes closed. I walk to the bathroom with my eyes closed, and I literally miss the bowl half the time.
Turn on no lights.
No lights. Yeah. I mean, missing the bowl.
What a disaster.
It's kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, we got nothing this morning, do we?
That was a lot, actually.
According to the Cambridge Dictionary, the UK pronunciation of the word is cumin. But in the US, it's pronounced cumin.
Well,
so those overseas, cumin.
Tomato, tomato.
For us, cumin. What do you say, culinary or culinary? That's another one I get caught saying
wrong.
It's culinary.
You say gala or gala?
I always get tripped up on that. Gala,
I
data or data?
No.
Gala, gala, data, data. Getting ready for the iHeartRadio Music Festival on Friday. Two nights, a daytime stage on Saturday, and we are wheels up after this show on Friday.
That's right.
How do I say this? We have a plan kind of on the show, but we also have all these tangents we go off on because it's unscripted and it's a long show.
Somebody asked me the other day, didn't realize we were unscripted. They were like, you guys don't have like a monitor and you're not. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah.
Who in the world is naive enough to think that this is scripted?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's somebody never has listened then.
That's not true.
So the thing is, we get into a conversation and then just like real life, you sidebar in your rabbit hole and you come up with things. You say, oh, let's get back to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We think about something and we're like, oh, put a pin in it.
Oh, yeah, we've been using this expression, which is what, Tubbs?
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it. Everybody says it. Right,
right? We'll have to come back to it.
Yeah, let's come back to it. Put a pin in it.
Because we'll be in the middle of like Orion's Roses or in the middle of Second Date
Yeah,
update.
And we'll come up with something we want to go back to. So we'll say, put a pin in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this isn't us taking the pin out.
Oh. Well, that's all I got. Basically, it's a kiss. All right, so Tanya is taking on the role of pinning.
Yeah. Unpinner.
Well, you pin, then you unpin.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's keeping the list for
us. She's got that little ball of pins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, needles and the pins and all that. So she carries that around with her. And
right.
She wants to pull one out. Mm-hmm. All right. So what pin are we pulling out?
This one is the pin that was marked Halloween costume 2022.
Okay. Oh, when did we put a pin in this? This must have been like July.
No, this was like 2 weeks ago.
But now, is this about our costumes for the show here?
Correct.
Okay.
So what are you, do you have any leads on who we should be?
Well, when we discussed this on the air, it was, I think we should all, as homework, think about what we should be and come back with some ideas. So the floor is now yours.
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay.
I think we should be different versions of Harry Styles.
No way.
Why not?
No, I don't want to be Harry Styles.
Wait, that was one of my suggestions.
No, we're not going to be three Harry Styles.
No, you guys.
Guys, no.
There's the purple boa Harry Styles. There's the Coachella sequin romper Harry Styles.
There's the Don't Worry Darling Harry
Styles.
There's
so many.
We're going to look like we're trying to be too cool.
I thought you would love this because it would be so easy for you to dress up.
Oh, because it looks so much like Harry.
Yeah, because you look just like him.
And then this puts Tanya and I dressing like a male character again, but it's fine.
I know, but I just think like that's us trying to be too cool.
Okay,
who
no.
cares? It's Halloween.
That was one of my ideas, so I think that's now to the top. But yeah. I have a second option.
All right, what's second option?
We each go as a different member of Top Gun Maverick.
Well, that's easier. I just get Ray-Bans.
Yeah, I mean, I have my Top Gun jacket.
All right, I like Done. That. That's simple.
I already have the costume.
Uh-oh. All right. I don't just get a bomber jacket.
No, so nobody's fighting me on this one?
No.
This feels weird.
No, it's so
all right,
easy.
I'm done. To be accepted. I got the jacket and the glasses.
Okay, no, Halloween come early. Which one are we going to be?
You can be the girl and then I'll be one of the guys.
I want to be the girl.
Yeah, and I want to be Glenn Powell's. I want to
be Kelly McGillis.
Yeah. Well, then I'm Maverick.
Well, this writes itself. We could be minions. You want to be minions?
I'll be a minion. So cute.
Minion might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we surprise each other with one of these ideas, but I am not dressing like Harry Styles. You're like
Harry Styles adjacent. Like, this is so right up your alley.
Oh, you start putting it like that.
I mean, literally, any one of these outfits would be perfect on you.
Oh my gosh, you could wear a shirt that's like super unbuttoned and then get a giant butterfly tattoo for your chest.
Okay, stop. You're making me hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? Has a butterfly tattoo on his chest?
And huge. We can get it all for you. You don't even have to do anything. Just show up and we'll dress you.
What about, I need a wig, right?
No, you don't even need a wig. Your hair is fine.
Maybe some extensions?
Maybe just don't cut your hair until Halloween.
Okay, yes, ma'am. you're starting to sell me on this idea.
Right. What about the Maverick idea?
It's too simple.
Okay, fine.
Like, wow. So predictable.
Oh, wow.
God. Let's be Harry Styles. I like it now.
I like Harry. There we go.
Calm down. I mean, I want to, like, blow it out like the glamour Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's settled. Is that, that's
Actually,
it?
Actually, I think whatever I wear as Harry Styles, I could keep for real life.
100%.
Like, he's made that a look.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I could totally roll up to Sweet Greens in that.
Just sweet green.
Well, I get more than one green.
Yeah.
I get extra greens. Well. I get broccoli and the lettuce.
Okay. Joke's on you.
Yeah, ha ha. In your singular world over there, I'm plural. So every morning, this time, a little life morning hack and also a positive motivational quote of the day. It's a situation you face. Your baby wakes up, won't stop crying. You hold them, you sing to them, you swallow them. And Sisney sometimes never calms them down, right?
No. I mean, it just depends on the week.
So scientists, I have several different groups of scientists that I follow. Mm-hmm. These are my group in Japan.
All right.
And they say they found the secret to success. Hold the baby while walking for 5 minutes. No sudden stops or turns.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then hold the baby while sitting for 8 minutes. So 5 minutes of walking, 8 minutes of sitting, and then boom, back to the crib.
It's a sway, I'm telling you. As long as you keep the baby kind of like, is that what you're saying?
It's kind of like, it's like why we fall asleep in cars.
I don't know. For me, it's just like, as long as the baby's kind of swaying, you just put it right back down. Sleep.
But they really say it works. 5 minutes of walking, no sudden stops, no sudden turns.
Yeah.
8 minutes holding, and back to the crib. Today's quote: you can't keep getting mad at people for sucking the life out of you if you keep giving them the straw.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Just cut. Edit and cut.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, a magnitude 7.6 earthquake shook Mexico's central Pacific coast yesterday, killing at least one person and setting off a seismic alarm in the rattled capital on the anniversary of two earlier devastating quakes. The quake hit around 11:05 a.m. at a depth of about 9 miles. Outdoor watering resumed yesterday for more than 4 million Los Angeles County residents because the Metropolitan Water District has completed repairs on a critical pipeline from the Colorado River ahead of schedule. Crews worked around the clock to make repairs to its 36-mile upper feeder pipeline, which carries Colorado River water into Southern California. And City Hall, the 6th Street Bridge, and Dodger Stadium will be among the iconic Los Angeles structures lit up Thursday in a mosaic of colors as part of the city's first LA for All Week. Yeah, so LA for All is part of the LA Civil Rights Department's anti-hate PSA campaign. Other structures lighting up on Thursday. It's going to be all around the entire city. Union Station, the U.S. Bank Tower, and the pylons at LAX, just to name a few.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
We're going live to London this morning. Jaime Camille is on with us. Hey, he's starring in El Rey, the Vicente Fernandez series. He's fantastic. I spent time with Jaime Camille in Mexico City together. We dined.
Like, how so? Did you guys vacation together?
Yeah, we always travel together.
Who knew?
Yeah, he takes time off from his wife, I from my life.
And yeah.
We show up in all kinds of...
So cute.
All-inclusive resorts. No, he just happened to be in Mexico City, and I ran into him there. We have a mutual friend, and we went to the greatest Mexican restaurant ever in Mexico City, Pujol.
That's awesome.
Okay, now... I guess I would say one of the highlights for us on this show is that when we get new people, you know, like the new generation mm-hmm. of colleagues here that start out answering the phone and producing for us, the kids, I call them, then we get the chance to see, you know, what are the kids into?
Yeah, the younger gen.
And by the way, and sort of nostalgically go back to when we were them trying to find love. Trying to find love in Los Angeles. All right, so Mariana is here. She works in the phone room for us. And you don't have a boyfriend, but you would like one.
Kind of, not really.
You
I'm
don't
just
really
dating.
Want one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been you before, so this is interesting. Why don't you want, well, you kind of want one, but not fully?
Well, because I did just get off a 5-year relationship in the beginning of the year.
So you want to have some fun?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's true. After you get out of a long-term relationship with somebody, you need a reset.
Mm-hmm.
So
Okay,
this is so fun. So, are you seeing a guy?
Yeah, I've been seeing him for about 3 months, I think.
Oh my gosh, that's a relationship already.
For sure, it's a full committed one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you guys do when you see each other? Where do your dates like? Where do you go?
Well, like, we'll go out to eat. We went to the movies. Just like... normal dates like that.
Oh my gosh. You're totally
he's
dating.
A DJ too, so I went to one of his DJ gigs and I was like, okay, this is like actually out in public where like he knows people,
like,
you
you're
know?
With the DJ.
But then do you pump the brakes so you don't hang out with him too much so it doesn't become something?
Yeah, I try not to sometimes. Like I'll be like, oh, I have something to do and then I don't have anything to do, but
you lie to the DJ?
You're just at home watching Netflix.
I'm just at home chilling, like, yeah, I have plans, but not really. I just don't want to get too invested, but then again, like he's kind of like the only guy that I'm talking to, so it's like,
so
what am I doing?
Well, you're already kind of exclusive.
Yeah, if you started dating and hooking up with somebody else, do you think he would have an issue with it?
I don't know. We've never even had that conversation.
What about you with him?
Yeah, if he started hooking up with somebody else,
would you have an issue?
I feel like I would feel some type of way, but I don't.
Yeah, some type of way pissed.
Yeah, like
that's the way I'd be pissed off.
But I mean, I wouldn't want to know, you know, don't tell me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sorry, this could become some. This is like the new Tanya Robbie. So you have a question about what you should do coming up?
Yeah, so his birthday is coming up and I'm just like, do I get him a gift? Because I saw like nothing crazy, but I like, he likes Rick and Morty and I like Rick and Morty. And I'm just like, oh my God, I seen this cute shirt. And I'm like, should I get it? But no. Is that too much?
Not if you're trying to keep him at a distance. You're going to send the
That's
wrong
what I was thinking.
Message, I think.
I don't want him to think that I want a relationship.
Yeah, but why can't you be a good person and give him a birthday gift?
That's also what I was thinking.
I mean, I get Tubbs like a coffee card. Doesn't mean I want to be with him.
Just give him some cupcakes and call it a day.
Or do an share an experience. You know,
and why can't she give the gift she just mentioned?
Because it's thoughtful. Thoughtfulness leads to relationship.
Yeah. Or what if he gets the wrong idea? Or what if he doesn't even want a relationship?
He's going to get the wrong idea because you give him a thoughtful gift?
True.
This is the problem with dating and you guys playing these games.
It's not a game.
It's a game. She wants to get him a thoughtful gift, but then she wants to pump the brakes on that because she doesn't want to get the wrong idea that she's a nice person.
But she's already second guessing herself. So if you're second guessing it, I say no.
I say absolutely don't listen to Sissany on this.
Or you could write it in the card, like, happy birthday. I wanted to get you this because, you know, we share the same love. Is it a show?
Like, happy birthday, it's bestie?
Anime. Yeah, but don't get the wrong impression. I don't want you to be my boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I really, this is a thoughtful gift, but I don't think that much of
it. That would be kind of funny if you actually say that.
I mean, it's kind of great. Like I kind of went back and forth on getting you this really thoughtful gift, but I want you to just don't take it the wrong way. I like you, but halfway.
Yeah, I think you should really say that.
I like you in lowercase, like, you know? It's not, everybody knows, everybody's aligned, everybody's clear, no issue.
And it's in writing.
Yeah, don't get the wrong idea.
Normally this would mean I'm really into you, but it doesn't. It just means I had a great idea for a gift. So there
just
you
like
go.
FYI. At the end.
You know, when you want dating advice, you come right here to this panel.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. What's the guy's name?
She can't say.
She doesn't want to say.
Why?
Because when he's... You
he's
know?
A DJ. Apparently,
well, he's
like big time.
Listening, he already knows you're talking about him.
Yeah,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah, so now it's all out of the bag anyway. I mean, everything you just told us, Los Angeles and the rest of the nation are. And also runs on demand later today.
Yeah,
that one sneaks up on that can really cause some damage. Those,
I know. I've lived it too. Because you think it goes out live and it's done, then they got that replay.
And then little next thing you know, your boyfriend hears that you love him.
Oh my gosh.
Before you
I
say.
Die.
Yeah, that was rough.
We are a podcast on demand. All right, listen, this is great, Mariana. You've come to your aunts and uncles here to take care of this, and I think we have a great idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love this gift more than you. That's
I
the
love
card.
It. Yeah.
Gosh, young romance. Good luck. Have so fun. Happy birthday
to Thank you.
Anonymous.
Mystery DJ. Yeah.
Mr. Libra.
Mr. DJ.
I'm with the DJ, okay?
All right. I'm with the DJ, guys. Oh, my God. Yeah. I used to go up to the DJs in the clubs and try and get them to play stuff, and they'd say no to me. And then if there was a girl there, they'd say, absolutely, I take requests. Like, it's
usually
just
how it works.
Yeah, it's how it works. DJs are, they're playing their game too. It's time for a second date update. Dear Ryan and Sissany, we work in the same building and have been flirting for months. I can already tell it's going to be a problem. So one day in the break room, I got up the courage to ask her out. I rolled out the red carpet for this date. I picked her up. I wore a suit. I didn't want to mess this up, but I must have messed it up because now I rarely see her and there's no flirting. I want to know what I did. Yeah, this is the thing. Risky when you get romantic with somebody at work because if it gets awkward, you still got to work together. But also, I am the type of person that probably doesn't want to know. He wants to know. I would be tortured by knowing why, probably. But that's not what this is. This is second date update. We're trying to get him peace of mind, but it wouldn't be my choice. So, Chris, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, let's just break this down for a second. Mm-hmm. You went out with this woman, Monica, you work with. You rolled out the red carpet. A great, great evening, it sounds like. Did she say thank you? What was the last communication you had?
I mean, it was just good night, and she just went right upstairs. That was it.
Good night and went upstairs. No text after?
Yes. No, no text after, no.
Did you send her a text?
Again. No, I haven't.
Well, how long has it been since the date?
It's probably been like a week or so. I mean,
Did you talk about anything interesting? Did you give any opinions? Did you compliment her? Like, yeah. Give me a little flavor, Chris. I'm struggling to understand what happened.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, I don't know. She seemed like, at first, she seemed excited to go out. She seemed, you know, it seemed like we were having a good time. We laughed a lot, but I don't know. Just like, now she's like, when I see her in the break room, she's like on her phone or she's like with a friend, and she's basically just, she just tries to avoid me anytime like we're in the same room.
Where'd you guys go to eat?
We just went to this Italian spot.
He said he rolled out the red carpet. He said like you were on your dating game, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wore a suit. Like, I felt like I really did a lot of planning. And yeah, I just don't know. I don't know what I did. I don't know. I mean, I probably said something stupid. I don't know. I have no idea.
Let's find out. It's Chris there. Went out with Monica. They worked together. Now she will not speak to him. She avoids him. So if I were rejected, I would not call me and say, hey, I want to find out what happened and listen in.
You know, right? Constructive criticism, this could be helpful.
I would.
You would want to know what you did wrong on the date?
I would kind of want to know, too.
But it's not wrong or right. See, that's the thing. Let's focus on that.
Wait, hold on. You mean what Chris could have done is not wrong or right?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily wrong or right. It just doesn't gel with...
Well, we don't know what it is.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Right. It could be wrong.
It could be wrong.
Well...
It could. Let's find out.
Well, that's why we're doing this. It's fine now. Let's go, Chris. All right, Chris, so we now understand that you went out with the woman you work with, and after this great date you said you had, she's blowing you off and avoiding you. I have her on the phone, Chris. She sounds lovely. I'm going to meet her next. We're going to talk to her a little bit. You'll listen in, but don't say anything. Let me see what we can find out.
Okay.
Hi, Monica. Thank you for holding.
Hi, yeah.
So, bit out of the blue, but we're calling you about a guy you work with named Chris that you went out with?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, great. So what was it about Chris that struck you, that you were interested in?
Chris, I mean, he was really funny and really great and, like, easy to talk to. Sorry, this is just so weird getting a call from you
It's very strange. Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable as well. But, so, you had a great night? A good date? Would you consider everything went well?
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe it was just like one of those lessons, like I learned, like, you know, you shouldn't date a coworker type of thing. Like, it just didn't end well, you know?
So is there anything that was off or any conversation that didn't go well or anything that turned you off on the date?
Yeah, like why didn't it end well?
Oh, gosh, I feel terrible like putting him on blast like this, I guess, but... He, like, went to the bathroom towards the end of it, and, like, whatever, it's usually fine, but he was, like, gone for 25 minutes, and the bill came, so, like, there was a long period where I was like, oh, my gosh, he ditched me to pay this bill, like, literally just left. So, yeah, that was, like, first big, oh, my gosh, what is happening, and then he did come back, and he ended up paying, and that was, like, great and all, but, like, he, like, over-explained why he was in there for so long, and like he just like didn't need to do that on a first date, or like I don't know, in general.
Well, why was he in the bathroom for so long? What did he explain?
Oh, dairy is the devil to him. I learned.
We have team members of dairy devils here.
Yikes!
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, you know, he needed to check for stains, and he was gonna have to check again later.
So he thought he pooped his pants on the date with you?
He said that?
Yeah, I guess. And like, you know, at first I was like, haha, okay. Oh gosh, you know.
Wow.
But then he kept talking about it more, so I was like, oh no, this is all too much.
Okay. I understand. So, yeah. That's a very uncomfortable situation for a first date. Monica, I'm going to bring Chris in right now to this phone call. He's been listening in. Chris, is this true? Did you poop your pants?
Yeah, look, I'm so sorry.
Poor guy.
It was awkward. Like you said, it was weird. I guess I was gone for too long, so I felt like I had to say something, but I guess I didn't handle that as well as I should have.
Did you throw the underwear away?
Yes, I did. And I went commando for a minute there. It just, What a nightmare.
I mean, it happened. You're human, right? People get excited. They have dairy. Things can take their matters into their own hands. So, Monica, this is a tough one. Did you like him otherwise?
I mean, yes. That was the tone for the rest of the night. So it's like, you know, he dropped me off and I was like, all right.
You can't get past it.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, since we didn't recover there, I definitely have been avoiding him in the break room. And like, it used to be like my favorite part of the day was like running into him there. You know, we work like in this big building, but like we have the same break room. And like, I didn't know what to say. And I didn't want it.
The guy works with you. The guy is interested in you. The guy had an unlucky event. I don't think he's a bad person because of it. Because anybody who wouldn't forgive, that's just not right. Because you know you've all done it. You know you've all done it. Tanya, I know you've done it.
I have.
Sisley, wow. I know you've done it. Tubbs, I know you've done it. I know I've done it. So, guys, it happens.
Yeah, but not on a first date.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't plan it. Maybe you should. Chris, I guess the rule of thumb is don't have cheese or dairy on the first date.
Yeah, I definitely know that now.
Chris, can we put this imagery aside and get back to being friends at work or going out?
Nope.
I mean, like, I'm actually on my way to work right now. So, like, I'm sure, like, we'll probably run into each other at some point in the break room and it won't be, like, as awkward. We can just, like, laugh about it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think so.
Baby steps.
And then just see what happens from there. Chris, I appreciate your honesty and yours, Monica, too. Uh-huh. Good luck to you guys.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye now. I mean, honestly, it's terribly embarrassing, but it shouldn't mean they can't be these friends and hanging out.
Yeah, but it really does put like a damper on like your story. Yeah,
the romance part of it.
Like, it's just like, you know, if it ends up working out, it's like that was our first date. You don't want that memory.
It's human. The guy has a dairy issue, right?
It's not an issue that it happened. It's just like, it just takes the romance.
Sure. Yeah, like, he shouldn't have said anything.
Down the toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
But 25 minutes, like, you gotta work faster, bro. Like, if you're gonna clean yourself up, you gotta move faster than that. Because if you could have done it in 10 minutes, now let's think about this. Play it out. So you go back there, you start the clock. You could totally get yourself wrapped up, unwrapped, cleaned up in 10 minutes and get back out there commando. I mean, it's feasible. That's why it would have never been an issue.
Oh, I could have done it in 5.
Yeah, I could. Exactly.
100%.
To make sure nobody knows about it, I could do it in 2.
Exactly.
But this guy's down to 25 minutes. What's he doing? Laundry? I just think that the guy's unlucky in that moment.
Unlucky.
I ain't going to hang out again.
No way.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, Amy is on with us here. It's a somber few weeks in the UK. As you've seen the news and you saw all the pomp yesterday, as the Queen Elizabeth laid to rest. And so many people, you saw the line, so many people waited hours and hours. I read David Beckham stood in line for 12 hours.
He sure did. 5 miles, 12 hours, took selfies with fans that also were in line.
Well, people want to pay their respect to this amazing historical individual who was the queen for so many decades.
Yeah.
So tens of thousands of people watched as the well-choreographed and well-rehearsed processional made its way through London.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw Harry and you saw William and you saw Charles. You saw them all walking somberly, you know, behind the queen's coffin.
Yeah.
And then last night, the queen was laid to rest at Windsor Castle next to her husband, Prince Philip. But Amy, Tubbs, bring in Amy. We've never met Amy before. Yeah. I don't know Amy.
No, we don't.
Amy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ooh.
Hi, Amy. It's Ryan Seacrest, Sissany, and Tanya.
Hi,
are you
Amy.
In London now?
I am, yes.
So you're from the U.S.?
I am, yes. I'm from the U.S.
And you happened to be to see all the ceremony of the Queen yesterday and this week. Did you wait in that long line that we've been seeing in the news?
I did. I was there on Friday.
So how long was the wait for you before you got to see the Queen's coffin?
15 hours.
And what did you do for 15 hours?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know what to expect. So I brought books and a power bank for my phone, thinking I would read as I waited. But I actually made friends with people in the line, and the atmosphere was very surreal. The vibe was very somber, and we all just talked as we went along. It didn't feel like it was 15 hours.
Yeah, I heard that there was a moment of silence all through London, and there was not a car moving or a honk of an automobile or a vehicle or a taxi, that the whole city was, obviously in that line, I think it was pretty quiet too, but the whole city really observed that moment of silence, and it was pretty universally remarkable.
Yes, it was very quiet. I think besides the pandemic, that was the only time I've heard London very silent.
So when the Queen came by, where you were or where you saw her was where?
Up on the A4.
And how powerful was it?
It was very surreal. I can't put it into words. It was just, it felt like I was watching a movie, even though it was actually happening right in front of me.
And wow. You know what got me, and I was like, put me into a tear, was the Queen's corgis looked sad.
Aww.
Her dogs knew what was going on. They looked so sad.
That is so sad.
So Amy was like the perfect voice quality on what this FaceTime audio is in London. And you're from what part of the States?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, and did you go there for work or romance, or how'd you end up over there?
Originally my education, and then I got a job, and then I ended up staying here, and I'm getting married next year. So,
she found love in London.
You went there on to study and to get a job, and had not met the person you're going to marry.
Yeah, I met him on a whim in a pub.
Oh, I love in this a pub. Movie. That's so great. Okay, well, Amy, thank you very much. We've been watching from afar and just seeing the heaviness of all of it, and the beauty and the celebration of all of it. So thank you very much for coming on with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye.
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 Okay, so Amy was on FaceTime audio, right?
No, Zoom audio.
Oh, Zoom audio. Fine. So I couldn't see her. I could just hear her.
Right.
But she sounded like she was in my ear.
At crystal clear.
I mean, like the greatest connection I've ever had by a human being. It almost didn't seem real.
It was nice.
Didn't you feel like is this person real?
It's great.
Tubbs, well done. You've been holding out on me. You never give me that kind of quality with our guests.
No.
You know, you ever hear our guests that like sometimes they have crackling quality?
Yeah.
Amy, listener, London, the greatest connection we've ever had on this broadcast.
Across the world.
Right? John Legend, difficult. Amy, no problem. You know, it's Fashion Week in New York. It's been Fashion Week, right, for a couple weeks in New York City.
I know. I don't get that.
What?
It's fashion like fashion week, but it's longer than a week. It's like multiple weeks.
Well, Christmas is a day, but it's a season. You know?
Christmas is just one day.
Right, but we say Christmas time, Christmas. You don't understand.
Maybe because they can't all fit it all in one week.
Yeah, they can't.
Right, but then why isn't it just fashion weeks?
Doesn't sound right.
Take it up with them.
And maybe, actually, they probably started with 1 week and they branded it Fashion Week.
Oh, right. And then it just got too big. Yeah. Okay.
It got too big. Yeah. We solved problems here.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, so all the celebrities are going to the fashion shows. All the models are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Kanye, whatever show he went to, maybe this is part of your story, whatever show he went to, I guess he got there late. And instead of walking in the front door, like the show was happening and the models were walking, and he just walked out and on the runway to his seat. During the fashion show.
No, that's not part of the story. But Kanye is involved with this story because he is now being linked to supermodel Candace Swanepoel. So if you don't know who she is a 33-year-old supermodel. You might know her best from her Victoria's Secret Angel days, but she has two kids. She has never been married, and she is conveniently the face of Yeezy Gap sunglasses.
That's a tie-in.
Yes. So the two were seen partying together at a New York Fashion Week event. And according to TMZ, they palled around with Chris Rock. They left in Kanye's SUV and went back to the same hotel.
Well, that seems to be a pretty good connection.
And a source told ET Kanye and Candace are dating and their relationship is new. They've connected over fashion and creativity. So a lot of people think it's a PR stunt for the sunglass line. Obviously, she is the face of it. She's been posting images. But if you remember a few, I think this was a few weeks ago, Kim Kardashian did this like icons shoot for her brand Skims. And it was Candace, Tyra Banks, Kim Kardashian, Heidi Klum, and Alessandra Ambrosio. Do you remember that photo? It was like iconic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just find it interesting that Candace was a part of that, you know, shoot, and now she is.
I mean, I could see how, because she's the face of the sunglasses, that they would be seen together and it would create a stir. But I also could see something else.
So I thought it was like totally a PR stunt because this makes total sense. But the news broke of their relationship on a Friday, and I think that people who want to like bury whatever news they have coming out of them about themselves, they do it on Fridays, because after all the morning shows are done, so that there's not, hopefully by Monday it's like nobody cares.
Right, it's old news.
It's old news. So I think because it did break on a Friday, that leads me to believe that it's not a PR stunt.
But it is during Fashion Week, and yeah, they do have a product.
The sunglass thing really throws me off. That's where it screams PR for me.
I know, but then why did it break on a Friday afternoon?
And the fact that she did the shoot with Kim.
Well, that's complicated, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, very fascinating. You used air quotes, finger quotes so many times during that story.
I did.
I don't know what was like quotable, not quotable. There was like a whole puppet show going on with their figures.
I wanted to use the TMZ quote exactly, so I was like quoting it.
That's great. Yeah, no, but yeah. I think people who do air quotes are funny. Because they're together.
Have you seen the Chris Farley SNL thing?
Must have been a long time ago.
A long time ago. I was dated.
It was a long time ago.
Well, obviously.
Because I did these recently and yeah, okay. All right.
That was a great story. All right, now, let me grab David on the phone this morning. David, how are you doing? I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you, David. So you're calling about your boss? What's up?
Yeah, so it's actually a coworker of mine, and he keeps scheduling these team meetings that are completely unnecessary, and it's honestly becoming a little too much. Okay. And our team, we're still working remotely for a majority of the week, with some of us going in the office a few days on and off. And This is why I think my coworker loves scheduling these Zoom meetings so we can all connect virtually. But these meetings could 100% be emails. So we all log on to the Zoom. The first 5 to 10 minutes are spent discussing whatever needs to be discussed. Then it's resolved. And then the next 20 to 40 minutes are spent just catching up. And our coworker is asking about our personal lives, bringing up news stories or whatever is happening that day. And, like, listen, Ryan, I really like my coworkers and I like everyone on my team, but these meetings are just becoming really disruptive.
Well, you're talking to a person that loathes meetings.
I know.
I do not like meetings. I find them highly inefficient, but I also think that it's important that people have FaceTime and connect, and things can get done in a face-to-face meeting. Meetings just don't have to be long. You know, like you guys have been in meetings with me. I like to start. I mean, everyone doesn't need to say hi, how you been? I've been fine.
Right.
Start.
I've been fine.
Right. Yeah. Start. Let's go. You know, you can take and people want to book an hour for a meeting. It's like, guys, this is a 7-minute conversation.
Yeah. Sometimes our meetings are reverse. Like the chit chat's always at the front end. And then it's we got to get going. Like, let's keep moving.
Our meetings are rough when they do these presentations of research and focus groups. It's like, pages and pages and pages and pages. It's so formal and it's so long, and it's just like, just then at the end there's this like summary card. But like, just tell us the summary card. That's what we need. Just a summary card. So David, I think that it's good that there's these team meetings and team building, but I think you should try and proactively make them much more efficient.
Yeah, or turn your camera off.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, is there a way to respectfully to ask him to stop scheduling so many meetings if they're not going to be?
Well, I think you can express the fact that you and others have talked and the consensus is, well, these are a little too frequent and we could do them even more efficiently when we do them. I think you could definitely say that, and I think that's how you should handle it.
Yeah, I was also thinking of maybe scheduling a fake meeting for like 30 minutes in, saying I have a hard stop at 12:30 or whatever it might be.
I don't hate that. That's fine.
But how do you tell your boss that?
I have a hard out.
Coworker, it's not a boss. It's just a coworker.
Yeah, you just say I have another meeting at 12:30. I got to jump. People do that all the time when we're in. I have to jump. I got to jump. I got to jump to another Zoom.
Yeah, I'm not fat. I do that on phone calls. I'll do that too. Hello. Hey, did I get you a bad time? Yes, you did. You have something? Yeah, I got to start in 1 minute. I have a meeting, but go ahead. people will speed up if they know there's a deadline. It's not the worst.
But it's really funny.
Which is true.
No.
Did you have a call with Jeff Tubbs? Wants to talk to you about the equipment. All right, tell him I'm walking into a meeting, even if I'm not.
I mean, it is what it is. That's all of our lives these days.
David, I think you have a good plan to handle it, and good luck. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think if you really want to move people along, the key is to tell them you're in the middle of something. You stepped out, or you've got like a meeting that starts in 5 minutes, but go ahead. What do you need? How can I help you now?
Or like, answer the phone like this. I'm at the doctor's office.
Or did you say something? I didn't think I heard you.
Yeah, I said I'm at the doctor's office. Like, answer the phone quietly, like you're clearly being disturbed.
Right, but then you're acting out this whole charade.
Yeah,
well, that's what you're doing.
Well, please.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not using health.
Yeah. Oh, that's wellness. Where you draw the line, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not mocking our fitness and wellness. So I'm going to bring in Tubbs. Bring in Jaime Camille on the Zoom here. Superstar Jaime Camille is coming in right now on our Zoom. Look at that guy. What a stud. What a good looking dude.
Hey. Listen, I'm here for Ryan's roses. That's the only reason I'm here. I am obsessed with that segment of the show.
We actually don't know what to say many times when that segment comes on. I don't know how to.
I know. I've heard you, man. You're like, I think I'm going to hang up now because I don't
have nothing to say. I feel terrible. Hi, mate. It's great to see you again, man.
Great to see you, Ryan. Thank you so much. How are you guys?
Hi, good to see you.
You know, Jaime and I spent some time out in the wild. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Pujol in Mexico with our boy, Ben Silverman who misbehaves a little bit in public.
Yes, he does. We went to one of the restaurants on Chef's Table, Pujol. And it's from that famous chef that's in Mexico City, Enrique Olvera.
I believe his name is Enrique Olvera, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. And so and Mexico City is one of my favorite places in the world. I mean, we really had a good time there.
It's gorgeous. Thank you, man.
So, hi, mate. This is big news here. We're excited to have you on. Talk about El Rey Vicente Fernandez, huh?
It is crazy, man. Yeah, thank God we woke up with great news. We're number 4 in the U.S. now, and we are a top 8 in Netflix's worldwide rankings, and number 1 in like 11 countries, number 2 in like 3. Like, it's crazy. Well, of course, I mean, everybody loves Vicente Fernandez. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a blessing.
It's remarkable. And this is a very important role, a very important figure to play, and I'm sure you felt that weight.
100%. But you know what? You cannot approach. We live out of our emotions and touching people's emotions. So if you program fear, the first emotion you program as an actor is fear, then you're setting yourself up for failure, right? So you approach it with respect, with discipline, with preparation, you know, with a lot of enthusiasm, but. Honestly, as another acting gig, because if you let the huge weight of who Vicente Fernandez was and is on your shoulders, you just,
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I'm going to play a clip here. And Sissany and Tanya, you tell me which one is Jaime and which one is not Jaime.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's going to be easy, Ryan, because no one has Vicente's voice. That's so unfair to
but
me.
But let's just see. Let me see. Is it Jaime or Vicente? Listen.
Y volver.
Jaime Vicente. Or Vicente?
That's Vicente.
Vicente.
Okay. Jaime, was that you?
Oh my God, that's me.
That's you?
Yes, that's
you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Here's Vicente.
Oh.
He's saying, stop it.
Here's Vicente,
Jaime. That is incredible.
It's so good.
It was challenging. It was challenging. In the studio, I had the mix, you know, the music and my voice, and I have a little knob with Vicente's voice. So what we wanted to do was to, like, in this artistic interpretation, because we had to stay away from imitation, parody, caricature. We had to create a real character that connected emotionally with the audience and to make him real, right? So within that artistic interpretation, I really wanted to do, you know what Vicente did, like, este amor. You know, remember how he
dragged you in
the music? Yes. Exactly. So that was very important for me to paraphrase him and try to emulate his performance.
Wow.
Jaime Camille's on with us. Everybody's talking about El Rey, Vicente Fernandez, which is on Netflix. And you do sound so good.
Thank you, man.
Makes me want to sing along with you.
Oh, it's so good.
And his family was very involved, right?
100%. This is the authorized biopic by the family. Caracol Televisión, who's the studio producing this for Netflix, worked with Vicente personally for 2 years. Vicente told us personal and very intimate anecdotes and stories about his life that you will see in the show. And it's beautiful to be working with his blessing, with his family's blessings, and you know, the only authorized series out there.
All right, so let's play one more time before he goes. Okay, is this Jaime, we're playing the game, Jaime or Vicente?
That's Vicente.
Yeah. No, it's Jaime. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. This is Jaime.
I wish.
Yeah, man, that is incredible. You're so good.
Oh, I love it, buddy. You're the
wow.
best.
Thank you, guys.
The best.
Thank you.
Jaime, such a great role. Amazing to see you take it on. Check it out on Netflix. It's our friend Jaime Camille. And next time we get together, let's do it again in Mexico City. I want to go 100%. Back to that restaurant.
Actually, let's go now.
I'm down, bro. I'll be in touch with you soon, buddy. Big hugs.
Thank you, Ryan. You're the best. Thank you, Sisney. Thank you, Tania. You're the
Bye,
best.
Bye, good to see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that guy's a stud. And in Mexico City, he's like a real stud.
Yeah, I bet.
He could, like, there's the Pujol, P-U-J-O-L. Look it up.
He's strikingly famous, handsome.
He's gorgeous. It's a famous restaurant. He had, like, could get, we couldn't get in. He could get in. Like, he's nice. He's the mayor, right? Roaming around down there. But this is a great, great thing to stream. Jaime Camille as Vicente Fernandez.
Yeah, it's on my watch list.
Me too. So there seems to be but reason behind it.
Yeah.
A new trend that many people do not want to get married.
Yeah. Have we reached a point in our society that marriage is becoming a thing of the past?
Not with this girl.
Well, I read this article last
Definitely
night.
Definitely with this girl.
I read this article last night about how only half of the total population wants to actually get married. So it's split.
Finally, some honesty.
Half is not bad.
This makes me a little sad, honestly. I value my marriage. I work hard at it, and as do many married people, I believe. But I get it, marriage is maybe not for everyone. So the Census Bureau reported that a record number of adults in the U.S. are single right now. That means they're living alone, and living alone is actually becoming more and more popular. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you living alone means that, like, you're depressed or you're lonely. It's like living alone is being celebrated in this era, basically. I know. There you go. One single clap.
You guys will jump on the bandwagon soon. You'll see. Yeah, I just think, you know, something for life's a big commitment. It's hard. I like people just being happy. If they need marriage, great. If they don't, fine. But you don't have to be too hung up on just the wedding and the marriage and all that stuff. It's about love and commitment and loyalty.
Well, there was more to this article.
Oh.
So it went on to basically say that getting married no longer means adulthood. So back in the day, it was like half a century ago even, if you weren't married, then you weren't yet mature. But obviously that is not the case anymore.
Right.
But one of the reasons may be that single people are having more sex than ever before. Researchers found that a person currently has sex about 9 times more than the average person did in the 90s. So more bachelors, more people are having sex now.
That's Instagram.
Yeah.
Some hot stuff on Instagram.
I mean, you're probably not wrong. It's all the access that we have with social media and the dating apps and all of it. Because it's at our fingertips now with our phone.
I think that people got married, or women got married, we had to get married to be adults. Like, women couldn't
buy. Well, back in the day, yes. Right.
But I think it takes like a long time to break a cycle. And it's just like, now we can live our lives independently. We don't have to, you don't have to do anything to live independently. So it's like, why not?
That's why.
Raising the bar. I'm not just going to marry some Joe Schmo.
What also think about as time goes by, sex 9 times more than the average person in 1995?
Yeah.
So random.
Is it random or is it not?
Because the pandemic, there are people just didn't really have much to do.
No, I think it's dating apps. I think it's the fact that you have technology fluidity at your fingertips now to swipe and meet somebody.
Revolving door.
Yeah.
But we've always had a revolving door. Like, think about it. Like, if you
not in the 90s. Not like a billboard.
No, in the 90s, you had to go to a bar and, like, put the effort in.
Yeah, but now you can swipe and send an Uber.
Come over to my house.
I know, but you still have to put effort in. Like, you still have to actually physically see somebody.
Okay, yes, but no. Do you see what I'm saying here?
I do. It's just easier to access romance because of technology, geography, and things like that.
It's insane.
We're living in the era of the double tap, the age of the swipe.
Yeah.
An on-demand world.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We're going to roll out tomorrow. The best cheeseburger in California is right here in L.A., Glendora specifically. We'll talk about it tomorrow.